There are good times and bad times, and you can find joy in all. But the river will be fierce or friendly, as the river will. It's Tuesday, February the 28th, correct? It's still the 28th. Almost 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Utah. The sun is long below the horizon. The moon is scared of the fierce sun. The stars shine to obey their master. The dark gumbus reaches deep. There are screech owls living in the prairie. There are screech owls living in the prairie. There are warthogs seeking a feast. I don't know what to tell you, brothers and sisters, bros and hoes. If you look at the news, you'll see things like Mayor Lori Lightfoot loses re-election. I don't care. Mass drone attack unleashes chaos inside of Russia. I don't know if this is even real. You have this Escobar essay on Zero Hedge about hybrid World War III. Does this mean people and their hybrids, like their Priuses, will mount 50 cals? Mount a 50 cal for your hybrid World War III. Stupid, stupid, stupid news. You can believe what you want to. They'll tell you in one article that there are too many people, Dan. Didn't you read that article on MSN? There are too many people, Dan. And then you'll read another article on another website that says, China scrambles to save plummeting birth rate, Dan. There's not enough Chinese people, Dan. You know, pick a fucking lane. This is what I tell people who like to quote the Club of Rome bullshit and the fucking Georgia Guidestones. I'm beginning to think the same person that put them up, or entity, is also the same entity that blew them up. About the time of the quote-unquote Club of Rome, a person, a human being, by the name of Norman Borlaug, had received the Nobel Prize for saving the world from hunger. And as a result of Norman Borlaug, the world more than doubled its population in the last 50 years, almost tripling it. And you could say to yourself, well, gee, Dan, isn't that good? Which week is it? Which day is it? Is it the day that the article says there's too many people? Or is it the day that it says there's too few? Which day of the week is it, brother? Because this news doesn't make any fucking sense. Is this the week there's too many people, baby? The news is crap. The news is crap. It is total crap. If you look to the news to find out how you should be living your life right now, and I don't care if it's the business. I just look at the business news. What fucking business? What business are you in on the Death Star? Tell me about your super magical free enterprise business on the Death Star. You're full of shit. Okay, I get we all gotta put in our time to Vader to get paid, but don't pretend you're better than anybody else, really. At this point in time, it's like the motherfuckers. I can't believe they want to forgive student loans. I can't believe they want to forgive student loans. The same motherfucker will be pleading with Jerome Powell to be dropping rates in about 9 months. The same motherfucker will be pleading with Jerome Powell to buy toxic fucking bonds and mortgage-backed securities and other types of crapola. And yeah, that makes you as much of a commie welfare queen as any stupid motherfucker studying the ancient cultural gender arts of Egypt. You're on the Death Star too. The same motherfucker will be saying, why, oh, why won't you bail out the auto companies? The same motherfucker will be screaming like Kramer, you gotta do something, President, you gotta do something. This show, the show you're watching, how can I put this? You had commercial interruptions. That was, the last commercial break was 2008. Okay, there's not going to be another commercial break. Okay, you had your last chance to go get popcorn. Okay, they're going to bail out. They're going to hand out. They're going to helicopter money on their way out of town as everything catches fucking fire. There's no more commercial breaks. We're not going to have another one of those moments where we think we learned something. Nothing was ever learned. Nothing will be learned. This wretched neo-Stalinist hellhole is in collapse. And you might want to pretend and play some type of game in your head and come up with reasons why everything's going to be okay this time or different this time. Brothers and sisters, your last commercial break was 2008. You're not going to get another break. There's not going to be another great financial crisis. What comes next, I don't even know for certain there's going to be historians who will be able to have a name for it or be alive to write about it. It's hard to say. It depends upon how shitty people end up being. If people, you know, continue to be ignorant slaves, then what comes next is probably a dark age. And that's, again, if we're lucky, what comes next. What comes next is an age of chaos. You shot your wad, and it wasn't student loans, and it wasn't homeless people, and it wasn't disabled people or old people that want to get treatment at the hospital. You shot your wad on missiles. You shot your wad on a General Motors finance system. You shot your fucking wad on every fucking housing pyramid in the United States of America. You shot your fucking wad in wars and bullshit. There's no more money. And when I say money, there's no more gas. And when I say gas, I'm talking about the energy that moves empires. And it isn't oil. It's done. It's over. Now, of course, it's probably not happening today, and it probably won't happen tomorrow. But if you think you're going to get some type of warning about when all this shit falls apart, you are very confused. There's going to be no warning. It's not going to be linear. It's not going to be graceful. You're not going to have a wheelbarrow to tote around a wheelbarrow's worth of money to get bread that isn't even fucking there. That's what's coming. Is it the end of the world? Only if you have a shitty attitude. If you have that attitude, well, Dan, you're saying it's the end of the world? No, maybe it's the restart of the world. Maybe history is actually beginning to reset itself in a way that has nothing to do with Klaus Schwab. That's probably what's going on. And if you think these grifter freaks that have been fucking with you for thousands of years are still in control, they'll tell you what I'll tell you. The fact that they're using Quaker guns, the fact that they're using PSYOPs should tell you they're not in control any longer. They're just trying to get by until when. Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? I don't know. Until when, brothers and sisters? I mean, that's the question. At what point in time does the avalanche begin? Unto the landslide. When does that pebble move? Unto the flood. When does the water flow? In the storm, can you hear the klaxon? Can you hear the captain say, get below deck? I think what's coming is going to be a lot like the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. You know, everything will seem okay until it's not. And then in a matter of minutes, you have this ship, this mighty ship that gets lost below the waves. That's a lot like what's coming. Now, in that case, everybody was gone. It's not going to be like that. I don't think it's the end of the world. But do I think that we've, as a human race, as a species, collectively have made some really bad life choices? Yeah. Really bad life choices. We spent 100 years using Keynesian economics to consume 10,000 years worth of lunches. That's what we did. Okay? We wasted money on stupid shit. That's what we did. And if you think, like that movie Idiocracy, that you get a half a millennium of that bullshit, think again, motherfucker. I think you used up your wad. So yeah, I don't know if it's tomorrow or the next day, but what I can tell you is that when things start falling apart, it is going to be abrupt and staggeringly fast. It's going to be cascading. It's going to be painful. One thing will cause another thing to fail. That is what's coming in this crooked neo-Stalinist Rube Goldberg hellhole. And you might want to blame hackers. Okay, Soviet citizen. You might want to blame the capitalists, okay, communist. Listen, all these articles about chicken factories and other things catching fire, if you translated them to Russian and put them in Pravda in 1983, they would fit in just fine. Commie. Blame all the people you want to, commie, but don't even remotely, voter or commie, take any responsibility for yourself. Okay? We can at least be honest with each other. We are all on the Death Star. I am too. I'm podcasting on the Death Star. Vader doesn't care about me because Vader keeps me pretty fucking quiet. Not a lot of people hear my voice, and that's okay. I might even just suck. But make no mistake, you're on the same fucking Death Star as me. And the news isn't going to help you. In fact, I've thought about this. I've come to understand and believe that even the stock market, if you have access to electricity at that point, will keep going up. As things get worse, as things really do fall apart, the stock market's going to go up and up and up and up and up right up until the very fucking end. And I don't know if it's going to freeze at some number or ultimately just... it'll just disappear as a thing, really. But the bottom line is, you're going to see that thing going up and up and up. As shit catches fire, as bridges fail, as trains turn over sideways, as people go nuts from 3+ years of military psychological warfare, yeah. As this thing fucking tips over, I think the stock market just keeps going up. I really do. If you want to know what to invest in anything risky, because everything now is basically risky, and they're going to pump money as much as they can. The key thing is, for Jerome Powell, if you're interested in what the Fed will do, imagine that inflation is a crocodile, okay? Imagine inflation is a crocodile, okay? And imagine high interest rates and deflation or recession or whatever you think comes if the rates go past inflation. You know, imagine that's a grizzly bear. Jerome Powell's job is basically to run from the grizzly bear and run from the crocodile. And you might say this is going to be easy for him, but it's not. He's supposed to stay between them. He can't really die, and he can't let them destroy each other quite yet. Though they will. They will. They will hit each other like two wine glasses going 5 bobillion miles per hour. They will shatter. But for now, Jerome Powell needs to stand there in the jungle with little chunks of meat in his pocket, taunting them and teasing them and keeping them at bay for as long as he can. That's his job. His job is not to subdue inflation. He's not going to wrestle the crocodile to death, no. His job is basically to stay one step ahead of the crocodile, but barely, which means really one step behind. In this case, Jerome Powell's job is to chase inflation, as weird and absurd as this sounds. That's his job. And his other job is to avoid getting eaten by the grizzly bear, which means don't raise rates too much. And you could say, well, Dan, that's just the Goldilocks condition of monetary policy. No. That's not where we're at in the game. You know, Volcker, 40 fucking years ago, you could argue that's what was going on, but no. This is a different game now. So we'll see. I pulled the trigger on letting people know that history was unstuck in 2019. I didn't know, because I'm not a clairvoyant soothsayer, all the specifics of what was coming, but I understood enough of it. And I understood enough to tell people that there are things you're going to need to start thinking about. And it's been 3 years in, and we still have food at the grocery store, you know, Dan? I can still get my potatoes and onions. I have a garden, and all the slaves are still being fed. And keep in mind, that's the fucking point. For all you prepper fuckers who love to post pictures of your gardens and all the gardening you're doing, understand this. Like the deer in Nashville, the half-life is measured in how long there's food in the grocery store. Whether you believe it or not, your situation with your fucking garden is dependent upon the QFC and the Albertsons still getting food. Because when that food is gone, the number of people that need food will way outnumber the number of people that have it. Like maybe 1,000 to 1 if you're in a city. And probably in the countryside, 20 to 1. If you think, oh, but Dan, I live in the middle of nowhere. No, you don't. Not anymore. Not for a long time. There isn't a middle of nowhere any longer. Yeah, maybe onesie-twosies that live in the crevice of Nowhereville surrounded by radioactive waste, they'll be okay. But if you can get to it by road or plane or helicopter, how can I phrase this? We're going to run out of food before we run out of gasoline. We're going to run out of food before we run out of bullets. We're going to run out of food before we run out of people who are hungry. You're going to have a lot of those people. And unlike thirst, it takes a while to die of hunger. And, you know, at one point in the process of dying of hunger, people go kind of extra batshit crazy. So on top of the COVID, monkey herpes, race war, gender, drag queen, trauma drama, which is going to basically push all the pill heads over the edge, then you take the pill heads and you take away their fucking Cheetos. Oh, tell me again, prepper, about your urban garden. I have an urban garden. I live right down the street. My friends know I'm smug. I have an urban garden. I have an urban garden. I grow potatoes in my butt crack, and my friends know where I live. Your friends. In a famine, the word friend, I think, takes on a vastly different fucking meaning. I mean, friend could mean entree, if it gets bad enough. You know. So there you are. There you are, human. If you're trying to ask me for my perspective on the wherefores and the whatifores and the what we're doing and where it's going right now, I'll tell you this like I tell you every time. The news is shit. The alt news is shit. In fact, in some ways, the alternative news is worse. Everybody's grasping at straws. A lot of you motherfuckers need to believe the COVID was kind of real because you're stuck in a real bad position here from a cognitive perspective. Once you admit to yourself that it was 100% bullshit, then what do you do? What do you do with that? Do you go vote again? Really? Maybe you do. But there are a lot of folks that will just simply go apeshit. And they will go ape crazy and they'll pick up a brick or a pipe or a hammer. And folks, by the way, this won't be the choreographed Ian Miles wrong bullshit. It won't be BLM or Antifa. And if the powers that be can keep it off the fucking internet, they will. When the real shit hits, when the actual chaos hits, when all these pill heads start popping, yeah, as long as they can keep that out of the news, they will. You won't hear about it if they can make that happen. It won't be the fucking Broadway show called Antifa, called Chop Chess, called bullshit. The real thing is going to be pretty fucking terrible for a lot of people, mainly because they had a choice to make and they chose wrongly. But yeah, by all means, show me your prepper's garden in the city. Show me your pile of shit that you're going to convert into a Tagamite device. Show me your brewer's bottle that you're going to shove up your butt to achieve kombucha sclimptus. Show me all your organic grimbuli that you're growing with sprouts in your fucking bathroom. Because all of it, is going to be sought after by the freaks when the day comes. And you're simply going to be the long pig standing next to the vegetables. It's not the end of the world. It's not all doom and gloom, but I do think we're in the period of time right now where maximum madness and insanity will ensue. And, you know, there's a book called The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. I highly recommend it. And the author coins the term paradigm shift. He came up with it. I recommend that book. I recommend the author. Kind of slipping my head right now, but the book is The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. And the bottom line is that right before these paradigm shifts occur, you can get a lot of very irrational behavior. And that's a nice way of putting it. You can see a lot of people behaving in insane ways. And if you add into that the government manipulating people with military psychological warfare, what you have is a bouillabaisse of madness. You don't have a nation, you don't have a community, you have bedlam. Your job as a human is to gather resources and technology. You want to get yourself a cave someplace and make a superhero uniform out of Kevlar and steel and various leathers from long dead animals? You should make a list of enemies that will be wiped out and you can never have a healthy relationship, baby. Too much trauma and pain. Too much sadness. You were there. When your mom and dad got stabbed. Better to live out your days, walking the streets, baby, beating your enemies to a pulp. That's your job as a human. As a human, you should become an expert in the use of fire. You will use the flame to cook and to heat and to forge axes and swords. You will erect a lighthouse not far from the eastern lands that will usher in the worn-out sailors and hookers and crab queens. You should do it. It's a very fucking human thing. It's what humans do. Humans are porn stars and greasy. Humans are sklitchy. Humans walk the streets, picking birdles from their crotch. You can't trust them, their sly ways, their TV dinners, that little packet in the bottle that says don't eat. But why would they tell you this? Maybe you're supposed to eat it. Maybe Big Bottle doesn't want you to achieve total enlightenment. Big Bottle, you can't trust them. Yes, indeed. Your body is a sewer. So drink bottles of gasoline and milk and liquid PCP. Frame your existence in terms of in and out and who's your daddy. And grab that wench woman and make 12 monkey babies. That's what humans do. You can eat cupcakes made from cricket flour with frosting made of mashed stink beetles. Your bloody stool will be that reminder, that memento mori, the knowing that your own ass case is a festering walking wound of dark oils and forbidden poop dragons. People can live in a pod that is 100 square feet. They can do it and be happy. With a tube sewn to their mouth and one sewn to their anus, your human life will sojourn in mediocre lands where testicle pizza is sold by Mexicans just off the freeway. This is a very human thing to do. You're stuck on the road in your Toyota Corolla, and the hipster man from Bellevue tries to pass you on the shoulder. He zips by as mud washes your car. That guy had to drive through the fucking puddle. He flipped you off and called you mangy. You decide to follow that guy back to Belltown. You see him walk into one of those new Thai, Turkey, German fusion places where everyone is wearing denim and silk and lost in microdose haze. You follow the guy into the John and stand at the urinal next to him. But you don't pull down your pants, baby. You just stand there, humming some crappy song from an older age of cowboys and mass graves. And when he is finished, you follow him out the door, almost to his car. You stare blankly. You stare blankly, but not at him. You stare weirdly, but not at him, but at the weird lights over Queen Anne Hill. And this is really just what some motherfucking people type motherfuckers do. You get lost looking for a path. Candy wrapper salesmen run the place. And all you have are firecracker peanuts and a couple days of call girls' numbers you can dial. If you're feeling lonely, right, you just dial that number and she'll make you feel like a man. But there's this voice that whispers terrible ideas. Murder and stealing and cutting up folks with a rusty fishing knife and a rotten attitude. You buy canned food and frozen dinners because that's the shape of your heart. And you won't stop being the Lord King of East Compton because nobody's going to push you or threaten you. You are in charge. And being in charge is a very, very much a part of life and very much a part of being human. Yes, indeed, bros and hoes, yes, indeed. A human builds a laser cannon and fires it at the stars. He or she or it decides to point that damnable thing at some nearby star system. Quotus 445. Quotus 445. They're in the Goldilocks zone. They have a healthy planet. Quotus 445. Send your special secrets. Send us love juice. Send us your DNA. Yes, in that system, there is an Earth-like planet named Jed. You point that light beam at Jed, and you send people there. You travel on a light beam at 900 times the speed of a dog. You travel on a light beam at 600 times the speed of a cow. You travel on a light beam, and that's a very fucking human thing to do. Humans dump bodies. Yes, in this woolly-headed time of funeral homes and, you know, cemeteries and grave markers and little entries in the newspaper and obituary, you should know humans dump bodies. You should know humans dump bodies. Where do you think we find all those bones? We find them at the landfill. You should know humans kill, and then they just dump the fucking bodies. And make an archaeologist happy and give an anthropologist an orgasm. When I was a kid, my parents would talk about stuff going down the tubes. And at the time, I did not realize that in their day, you had these networks of giant tubes. Every street corner had a tube. You would just dump bodies into it. Don't ask too many questions. Grandma dies, toss her down the tube. Grandpa dies, toss him down the tube. Your hooker lover, toss her down the tube. And that's why my parents would say, everything's going down the tubes, Dan. Oh, man. Down the tubes. Everything's being tossed down the tubes, baby. To twinkle time. To twinkle world. To a magical world. Ask that woman who spent time in the storm sewers. Call her Storm Sewer Sarah. Call her Florida woman. Ask her what's in the tubes. She'll fucking tell you, baby. But now humans are afraid to dump bodies. And they need to be. We can't start dumping bodies again and sort out our shit, right? We can start dumping bodies again and sort out our shit, right? Humans are afraid to dump bodies, but they need not be. We can start dumping bodies again. Like Vincent Price in The Last Man on Earth. Did you prefer Omega Man with Charlton Heston, or, you know, I Am Legend with Will Smith? Because all three of those are the same fucking movie. You probably prefer your Will Smith over your Vincent Price, but at least Vincent Price had to drive his wife to the body dump. And someday you will too. They don't have tubes like they used to. You just dump the body right down the tube. You just dump the body right down the tube. It's a different day and age, and there ain't no more tubes. But there's plenty of landfills and lots of wet cement. Because that's what humans do. This is the human tale. Welcome to the world. Anywho, if you like this podcast, and I have no idea why you would, you can donate. There's a PayPal link in the notes. Click on the link. Do the PayPal thing. If you want to send me an angry email about how much you hate PayPal, understand that all financial services are owned and controlled by Vader on the Death Star. And if you want to call his helpline, he'll insist on video chat. And you might see some ghostly arm reach through the video chat and grab you by the fucking nutsack and squeeze your balls till you hang up. So that's what you're going to get from Vader's helpline. Okay? Ironically named. Yeah. But if you want to donate to this podcast, you can. If you've taken care of the stuff you need to take care of, food, water, shelter, the people that, you know, in your life that need your help, if you've done the things you need to do and the things you want to do and you still have money left over, you can donate to this podcast. These aren't easy times. I don't even know why I use the word want. Very, very soon, that word is not going to be meaningful about your daily life in a lot of ways. Doesn't mean it's the end of the world, but it does mean that previous show that was running, it's over and there's no more commercial breaks. You remember when you were a kid? If you're an old fuck like... excuse me. If you're an old... Oh, he's got the monkey herpes. Oh, my God! No, you remember when you were a kid, and if you're an old fuck like me, you'd stay up really late, and then there would be... The network TV would shut down. And they would usually do, like, the national anthem in Canada. They'd probably do that, oh, Canada bullshit. Here they do whatever kind of bullshit. But they would shut down, show the flag waving. And then there's nothing. It's just noise. No more commercial breaks, baby. So if you want to donate, you can. But these are hard times for a lot of people. I think they're going to get harder. And I don't think it's funny, but you better have a sense of humor. Because it's going to keep you alive. If you think that if you believe that you can stockpile enough food in your basement to make it through what's coming, you are in trouble. It doesn't mean you shouldn't prep. And by the way, if you're prepping, make sure you're looking out for your pets. I know I say this every time. I'm not going to stop saying it. I saw a dog the other day that was starved to the bone. And yeah, people are going to abandon their pets. And there'll be a lot of pets out there that are going to be looking for a meal. And it's not going to be happy. And you're not going to be happy about it. But you got to at least figure out a way through it. Bottom line is, folks, there's not enough space in your fucking basement to keep you alive unless you can keep your head on straight. The food can help. The ammo can help. What helps even more is knowing your neighbors. If you have no neighbors, you need to be prepared for the possibility that at some point in the future you're going to. And some of these neighbors are going to be friendly, and some of them are going to be angry and sad and hungry. And some people are going to look just for some help to stay alive. And if you're a piece of shit, you can build yourself a slave army just by giving people enough to stay alive. On the other hand, that sounds like a pretty douchey existence. But the bottom line is, if you're used to being alone in the middle of nowhere, you better be prepared that when these tumors, you call them cities, when these tumors, you call them cities, when they metastasize, all the little cancer cells are going to go everywhere. And you may think that you're in the middle of nowhere in the United States of America. Believe me, brother, sister, if you're on the Death Star, you're not in the middle of nowhere. And hungry people will go as far as they need to. Hungry parents will do whatever they have to, especially if they have hungry kids. And if they have to load up their SUV with gasoline and guns, they'll head out to middle of nowhere and they'll take your food. So the food and the ammo is not going to be enough. You're going to have to find a different solution. And for me, I'm a Christian. So I'd say the solution is trying to find peace. If a starving family shows up at your door, remember the orphan, the widow, the stranger. Remember, as a Christian, what's in your belief system. If a starving family shows up at your farm in the middle of nowhere, you can take pot shots at them. You can. You can be just like the Romans at Adrianople. You can take pot shots at them and then basically watch your whole world destroyed, just like the Romans at Adrianople in 378. My advice is be wise and be good. Understand that if you're in the middle of nowhere, chances are there's a lot of property for a lot of people to survive on. But if you think that somehow you've sequestered yourself from what's about to happen, you are deeply fucking confused. You will be touched by it. We will all be touched by it. But it's not the end of the world. What it will be is a crazy, adventurous time where people who used to predict the future can't. It'll be an amazing time where things that were told not to happen will. It'll be an interesting time where technology and scientific discovery might actually leap forward, if we're not shitheads, because we won't have anybody telling us what to do or how to think. But it's not going to be an easy time. And a lot of us, especially folks like me, chances are we're not going to make it more than 10 years. And if you were to ask me, Dan, if I could promise you 50 years in THX 1138 America, stick a tube down your mouth, but you'll live 50 more years, or you can have 10 years of being free. 50 years of having tubes in my butt and tubes down my throat and being watched and poked and shot up with mRNA, whatever. Or just 10 more years, but you're free. I'll take the 10 years, brother. I'll take the 10 years. You can have your Robert Duvall hanging out with a ginger taking his orgasm drugs, which really keep him from having one. You can have all that. You can have your asexual robot existence. You can have your protein tubes. You can have your sewer lifestyle. If I had a choice between 50 years in your fourth industrial revolution bullshit, your neo-Stalinist hellhole, or 10 years of freedom, I'll take my fucking 10 years and fuck you. And if your answer to me is, well, Dan, you must be racist. Brothers and sisters, a time is coming very soon where a lot of this noise and nonsense is going to be the difference between whether you live or die. What I mean is, you better dump it out of your head. dump all of it, the drag queens and the racism and all that shit, because you're going to need all your brains to stay alive. So yeah, you can donate if you want to, but you don't have to. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.